everybody. Welcome back to Rebooked. It's Friday, so you know what that means. It's another unnecessary episode of Rebooked Podcast.
It's necessary to me, damn it.
I know. But welcome to Rebooked, the podcast that focuses on the art of storytelling in the art of professional wrestling. I'm Jake. We've got Matt. We've got GB here.
My mic is breaking. Oh, snap. Oh, this is great.
Keep going.
We're going to fix this.
We couldn't have started off any better. GB can't talk. So, we had a great weekend of wrestling with WrestleMania. The biggest story that anyone is talking about is, of course, Roman Reigns losing the WWE Championship, which I believe that's what they're just going to call it now, is the WWE Championship.
I think we're going to get there. I think so.
But, of course, losing the WWE Championship to the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. That's all anyone's talking about right now. That's all we're going to be talking about today on the episode. First,
I'm
going to do a little housekeeping. You want to talk about wrestling with us? You want to talk about wrestling with like-minded people? You should join our Discord. That's going to be in a link in the description down below. Go check us out. Follow us on socials. Go like us. On Apple Podcasts and wherever else you're listening to the podcast. Share it. Spread the good word that is the Rebooked Wrestling Podcast. We want to build this community. We want to spread the good word of professional wrestling. So help us do that.
Spread the gospel.
Let's get to it.
You know, my mic is good now. So we're good. It didn't break. What happened was it actually came unscrewed from the boom arm for some odd reason. So that was crazy.
I always move it around. Sabotage.
Oh man. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, we're going to be talking about the talk of the town in pro wrestling has been Cody Rhodes. Mm-hmm. And we got to figure out who the hell his next challenger is going to be. We all have ideas. So we decided to get into a little bit of fantasy booking, brother, and tell you who is going to face Cody next. I'm excited. Now, Jake, you are the host of the show, so you got the pick. Do you go with your opinion first, or do you want to share it to someone else? It's your choice. Dealer's choice.
I'm a kind and humble host.
Yes,
so
unlike me.
I'm gonna pass it along to Matt. Matt, I'd like to hear, who do you think should be Cody's first
opponent? It's mine, I'll be so mad.
No, so like I'm messing with the system right off the bat, but like I have less tight specific, like who's gonna face next right at Backlash. Mm-hmm. I have a little bit less of that totally fleshed out, but I think I know where we might be going.
Okay.
I have a funny feeling that, I mean, I think we're all also still reeling from the mystery and everything from the Rock's promo with Cody on Monday Night Raw. So that's clearly going to lead to somewhere, and that's where my head is starting to be at. So I think Cody, like you often do with a lot of new champions, especially this level, right? Like you've got to really establish Cody. He's like, I feel bad for the people that it will be, but he's kind of got to be quote unquote fed some people. Maybe you can get, you know, more than one match out of it if it's a bigger star like a Randy Orton, maybe a Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
But you have to have him get clean, strong wins over people. However, I think we are also wanting to avoid, it is a new era, right? That's what Triple H told us. We're wanting to avoid the typical, which would happen 10, 15 years ago. You'd have a guy win a title. 1 month, he beats this guy. Over the next 3 weeks, then he beats this guy at the next pay-per-view. These one-off straight matches, and it's boring, not real stories.
Yeah,
so I think we want a longer-term thing in here. So all this to say, and again, if this is a cop-out, I apologize. I don't know specifics. Maybe we do see Kevin Owens. Maybe we see people like Logan Paul try to win two titles, right?
Yeah.
But I think the story will be with The Rock. I don't think he'll still be around, as he said, but not as often. I think whatever this weird back and forth between them will, Rock is going to continue to fuck with Cody in his title matches specifically. And Cody will continue to have to overcome. The Rock, he'll be gone.
So you think The Rock is lying about?
No. I think he'll be gone. Cody gets into something, let's just say with Randy. Randy steps up, man, kid, I brought you into this business. I deserve it. They go a little bit of back and forth. we get to like the title match and Rock does thing. And even if maybe it's a babyface Randy Orton who tries to shut up, but Rock, whether it's literally like throws it real, he's on the board of TKO. This is a match. This match is an ODQ match. This match, Cody, you can't use the crossroads.
Like he's just like laying these stipulations on him from afar.
In front of, yeah, well, maybe he's there in person. Maybe he's not. Maybe it's the old live via satellite. Yeah. You know, even after he's crested the mountaintop, Cody is still getting obstacles thrown in his way, and he's overcoming them. He overcomes this one. The next pay-per-view in Germany, whatever. He overcomes another. What? Until finally he snaps and is like, he gives The Rock what he wants. Fine, you want this? You want me and you? Fine, let's do it on a big stage, something like a SummerSlam. Maybe we get to Survivor Series. But I think The Rock keeps peppering, poking at him from afar with this authority. Maybe, you know, maybe even Triple H is like, what the fuck are you doing? Leading to WrestleMania 41, Rock and Triple H.
Triple H?
A defibrillator on a pole match is what that's going to be. If that's
Jesus. But, yeah, to wrap up, I think we're going to see Cody get a couple of strong wins, but I think The Rock is going to pepper in there and poke with challenges or even – I don't see him getting, like, physically going there and, like, pulling Cody's leg or whatever. But I think it's, like, flexing his power and be like, all right, kid, how good are you? All right, even if something, it's a cheesy old wrestling thing, but you can't use the crossroads, right?
Yeah.
That's illegal tonight. Things like that, he's going to have to find ways to overcome, even already as champion. So that's we're going to go in that direction.
I like that. So just the feud is going to continue with The Rock and just be woven into these.
From afar, yes.
Yeah, it's just this, it's this big bad that's looming in the background constantly. I like that. I like that, GB.
Okay.
GB, what you got? You seem like you got something cooked up.
Where you at? So, yeah.
I've been thinking a lot because there are a lot of directions they can go in, right? And when you look at the roster right now and where things are and who's in play, I feel as if there is a world where you can reasonably get Gunther in there. And I think you could start to build. I think you – well, with the Berlin show, I feel like there's a good opportunity for them to do that. But it's a tough one. I think that this is like a long-term thing. I think that they want to try and do something a little different because I think it would be really cool to see like a bad guy chase the title and you know, like – Gunther's dominated, you know, the Intercontinental Division for such a long time. And then he, you know, loses at WrestleMania. The draft happens. There's a shakeup. There's like a fatal four-way to determine a number one contender. And Gunther wins. And then Gunther, like, goes for the title. And then you're starting to think maybe this bad guy is using Imperium as a way to kind of, like, get a Cody. Cody continues to like overcome despite the fact that like Imperium keeps getting away. He kind of like is dealing with a similar thing from like the Bloodline. And I think maybe that will be like where it doesn't happen because it's so similar to what would come from a Bloodline angle. So that's why I was like, Gunther would have been really sick and it could have been a fun one. But I think actually the safer money could potentially be in him fighting someone like an LA Knight. I think he would probably take on an LA Knight who is invigorated after winning at WrestleMania. And because I think they got to do something with the character. So, like, I thought Gunther would have been like, it makes so much sense, you know, oh, it would have been perfect, but there's time to wait on that. But it feels like with LA Knight, what else do you do with a guy who calls himself the megastar? You know? Like, sure. I don't feel like there's many directions that they can, like, go in outside of him starting to either become a bad guy or play heel a bit more. Or they do face versus face. Like, there's a bunch of different ways that they can go with that. So, well, I don't know. LA Knight, it feels like, more likely to me.
Can he? Because if you're questioning whether
and he
or
can
not
lose,
he, you know, has earned the moniker of the megastar. Doesn't just losing another match continue to negate that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he could lose and then start to go down like a bad guy path. You know, they go to like okay. like an LA Knight heel or maybe like a douchebag heel kind of turn.
I don't think they're turning on him.
I just think with a guy like him, he could just do whatever. I really feel like he's got that charisma. He's got that riz. You know what I'm saying? He's got it, but he genuinely does. I don't really think it's difficult for him to kind of teeter back and forth, right? Because really, I just don't know who else on the roster I would put up. Like AJ Styles, a potential option, right? You know, he's always going to give you a good match, but it's like you to your point, Matt. You need to just feed him. You know, people. You can also do an open challenge,
strong
which
wins.
You haven't done for a while too.
That's actually kind of what I'm thinking is going to happen. My guess is that Cody's
the
number
code
one
open.
Complaint. Yeah,
it's the code open.
Yeah, exactly.
The Cody roping.
Yeah. We got the cope open and the code open. Oh my, the coping and the coding. Oh,
yeah. I kind of could see that happening. You know, one of Cody's biggest complaints throughout the this entire time that he's been feuding with Roman is Roman's never here.
Yeah.
You know, and
he's
now
the guy here now,
and he's got to be an active champion.
He's got to be an active champion. He wants to be the antithesis of Roman Reigns. He wants to defend this thing. He wants to be there. He wants to be present. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if he's like both behind the scenes and on camera is like, hey, there's a lot of people that have earned a shot at this title, who deserve a shot at this title. I'm going to give it to them. Who's up first? I could see it being Roman, not being, sorry, you said to LA Knight. I could 100% see it being LA Knight. I think it's somebody, it's either got to be somebody who's a complete surprise of like, whoa, I didn't know it was going to be this person. Or to me, it's got to be, someone that's just like, they deserve a shot at the title. Sure. I could also potentially see it being like, Solo Sikoa. I could see it being someone like
Jimmy Uso.
The only thing though is like if you want someone with momentum, if you want them to really be seen as a threat to the title, I think that's why I don't think it'll be AJ because he just lost to LA Knight. Jimmy just lost to Jay.
I got it. Okay. Almost.
Omos.
Excuse me, I apologize.
Another one I could see who has a little momentum, who could be kind of a threat and is looking to make a statement with their team, is who mentioned I'm purposely being left out of the main picture, is Bobby. I could see.
I was gonna say Bobby, but aren't they doing like a good guy angle right now with the Pride?
They are. Isn't that like? But Lashley's like. You know, I think, I don't know,
so
that
the only
raises the prestige of that group a little bit by having them involved in the main picture. You know, I don't think that, like you said, they can still be face versus face, but right now they're kind of like, they're that face with edge, you know what I mean? With a little, like, so I could see that happening of Bobby being like, you say you're a fighting champion? I've been ducked for the longest time by Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns didn't want me in there, so... What do you got?
So I think the one thing I think you talk about, and it's a very good point. I just think it's almost an impossible request. You talk about like, who's a threat? This is the problem with this being this is such a huge win.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. Again, especially it's a new regime. It's not, if it was the old man still in charge, it might be a fly by night thing. But so in that kind of discussion, and maybe this is kind of an open question, is anybody like, truly a threat right in this exact moment other than maybe Roman Reigns winning it back is the only thing we could possibly believe or the Rock.
And that's the thing. I think because I've been wondering this for a while is like when do you start flipping titles? Like, when, at what point do you say, like, let's start putting some titles on people, because we've had a lot of long... I mean, if you look at the list of, like, how long people have held the titles, like, I mean, obviously you had Roman holding it for 1,316 days. You had Gunther with 667. You have Rhea Ripley with a year. You had Judgment Day with, like, 200-something days as tag team champions. Seth had it for...
Which, to that point, though, you ask it, when are we going to start flipping some titles? They just
They
flipped so many titles.
But like how? But like, do they?
But like, how frequently
do they let that
do you,
sit for a while? Yeah, because I think, like, hard too. Like, how do you take the belt off of Cody now? With like, if you ever, you know, like,
he beat the guy who had it for 4 years. Well,
but also, it depends on how he's presented too. Because if it's he's presented like, I'll be a fighting champion, but not to the extent that like Seth was. If you really want like the heavyweight title to be that workhorse championship, then I feel like it needs to change hands, not like often,
but more often.
You know, like make that a sought after thing of like everybody's going after that, and you know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's. I think there's a lot of different options that they can go with. But I mean, do you? I mean, I. It seems like we kind of agree that he just kind of needs a few like starter matches to like start building his.
Yeah.
Because how do you?
So then, who would be that first? Who is Cody's first challenger then? Definitively, the first person that Cody will defend that title against. Who is it? I think it's going to be LA Knight.
I could 100% see LA Knight, but I don't think he's done. I don't think AJ's done with him. That's the only thing. And I do want to say,
and I think that actually could maybe be what happens from
so
there.
So you think being a triple threat where he's, I mean, cause that could be a,
no, I don't think a triple threat. I think AJ just costs LA Knight. I think you continue that feud if you want. I mean, then again, do you need to, it did feel like it was kind of finished at Mania.
I just think with Backlash coming up and that being the whole point of that, it's, you know, kind of like rehashing a little bit of WrestleMania. I wouldn't be surprised if they put on another match. That being said, I do want to say that's an underrated match from WrestleMania, because that was just a straight up, straightforward one-on-one match.
That was LA Knight's best match.
Yes. I thought it was an outstanding match. The only reason it's not going to stick out is because it was WrestleMania, but it was a great match.
It was.
So, I don't know. Is it like, do you keep putting him in there with AJ so he can, you know, keep getting a couple other wins under his belt, and then you have him go after? I don't know.
Let's ask this though, for real quick. I mean, because we haven't mentioned it. Is there a world? It is back, like you said. Backlash is often kind of like, hey, it's a rematch, and we up the stakes, but usually everything stays the same. That's kind of the MO of Backlash. Maybe we avoid that, but anyway, is there a world where we see Roman get a rematch at Backlash?
I mean, it wouldn't be
I have a feeling we all don't think so, right? And are we all kind of of that ilk of like, he's gone?
I
kind of
feel
bit.
Like it.
He's on vacation for a little while. He's regrouping. He's doing whatever.
You know, though, it is their first event in France.
And it is a big deal. It's a big international show, and he's owed a contractual rematch if they still do that.
I think they made a point at one time a couple years ago to say, no, we're not doing
no contractual rematches.
But I don't know if, I mean, who knows?
Okay, I have a wild take.
Love a wild take.
That I think is going to happen. And I, because we've been thinking about like Cody's first match, and it also wouldn't shock me if they just have it on a random episode of SmackDown rather than a pay-per-view. And how cool would it be if it's like an open challenge and it's Trick Williams?
See, I was thinking about NXT. I was thinking about Braun. I was thinking about it being
Braun Breaker. Yeah, I thought about that.
You know, having.
You can't have Braun lose. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think they got a lot of stock in him. I know. I get that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think if that kid, he's gonna win like a U.S. title or something like that from Logan Paul, and he's probably gonna go on a run with that thing.
I thought about someone like Trick or Braun, that wouldn't surprise me either. Of like, you know, bring someone in to
Not to feed in the rumor mill, but something I've thought about, and you talk about, I mean, like, maybe with the wounded leader Roman away, like, it's not as intriguing, but, like, to your point, so maybe it's Solo. Maybe it is a Jimmy. You know, could it's Bloodline Revenge Tour. And yeah. If rumor, this is fantasy booking and a little bit of rumor corner here, but if a rumored Jacob Fatu signing and a rumored Tama Tonga signing, maybe we have new Bloodline members and it's just the chaos. It's not as threatening because they're not as established as Roman, but it's
a Hydra.
So many
you cut
of
off
now
the head,
it's,
two it's, more growth, it's, you know?
Yeah, and it's, yeah, it's like, yeah. All right, it's not Roman, but holy shit, I got to keep my head on a swivel.
And also, they have to go different, right? They have to go. I would really like for them, honestly, for Tama Tonga, for Jacob Fatu, Solo Sikoa, and Jimmy Uso. I think it would actually be really sick with a Jimmy Uso led faction.
Kind of like while the boss is away, maybe a little bit of a power struggle too. Even that's an intriguing
bit of a power
story.
Struggle that actually could be pretty sick. And then you know. You just have a bunch of people in that whole circle be like the first few opponents for Cody. Yeah. I think also could be a potentially compelling one as well. Like there are a lot of directions that they can go in. Trick. Carmelo Hayes. I think Carmelo Hayes would be even better than that because, at that point, you're going to get him on the roster eventually, right? Yeah. I mean, you know.
Talk about new era, you know, Triple H is big on that. And like, that's one of those things where I think that could,
he plays heel.
He plays a heel and he's very fucking good. And, he could, as a heel, I think could survive that loss, but it's already a huge deal that he's thrown into a main event spot potentially that he could then just write himself somewhere in the middle and then rise back up when
is
necessary.
It possible.
Yeah.
Also that we've already been told who his next opponent is. Could they have hinted at it on Monday Night Raw? Could it be someone that has put on banger after banger after banger fairly recently, has been away.
I'm retired, Jake. I'm retired.
Has been away and is now coming back healthy. Sheamus? Could we put Sheamus in there with Cody?
Dude, the thing is that people want Sheamus to hold gold again. Like,
It's the same thing. Like these people that you come in, they can't come in to lose, right?
It's tough. Like, that's a toughie. But honestly, though, a Sheamus-Cody Rhodes main event in fucking France would be banging, dude. That would be a nasty match. I mean... Because Sheamus is at this point in his career, I don't know, he just don't give a fuck. He's amazing.
Yeah.
And he's so good. That would be an exquisite one. I think the problem is you got to really think, right? Like, who can come in, take a loss to Cody first? And it depends on the direction they want to go, right? If they want to go with, Cody's a fighting champion, so he's going to be there every week. Then I think we end up seeing like a Trick Williams or a Carmelo Hayes, or we end up getting a Ludwig Kaiser, or, you know, you get like one of those guys to take on Cody. And I think that will be like just one of your good heels, or you continue onward with like a more structured out story, which, given WWE's new direction, might be where they're actually going.
Potentially.
So, and do you really waste Tama Tonga and Jacob Fatu in NXT? Like, I mean, I don't think that they need to be there considering that there's already just a built-in thing waiting for them.
And given how quickly Solo came up through NXT, it wouldn't be surprising to me either if their time there was pretty short.
Solo being the next opponent, actually, the more I think about it, the more I actually think that could happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what do you think? You're listening, you're watching. Tell us in the comments below.
Tell us how wrong we are.
Look, we're not always right. I mean, granted, the results of WrestleMania may say otherwise, but we're not always right. So tell us, who do you think should be Cody Rhodes' next opponent? Who do you think will be Cody Rhodes' next opponent? put it down there. Tell us on social media at Rebooked Pod on Twitter, on Instagram. And like I said, rate and review. Share the good word of Rebooked Pod.
I got one last one. What if MJF showed up? That's for the comment section, brother.
What if Rock gave Roman or gave Seth? God damn it, Cody. What if Rock
don't even look the same?
Would you shut up and listen to me?
What if Rock gave Cody the tape of CM Punk? That's what he actually, the backstage footage, that's maybe what he actually gave.
And then Cody's like, why would you give this to me?
Why would
I don't work there anymore.
I don't want it. Yeah. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for watching. Thank you for sharing, subscribing, all that. We really appreciate it. Again, if you want to get on the discussion, comment below and join our Discord. We promise you won't regret it. Anyway, for Golden Boy, for Matt, on location, I'm Jake Bennett.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next Wednesday with a brand new episode of Rebooked. See you then, everybody.
Peace. Bye.